Hello, all my lit friends. How are you all? I hope this finds you well, happy and horny, I guess. A fairly good combination, I find that to be. Thank you, obviously, once again, for coming back to listen. I'd like to make a little apology at the start of this audio. It's quite possible you will hear some bizarre squeaking and rustling in the background of this story. I'm very sorry for that, but that is my curtains blowing around in the breeze. It's extremely hot over here right now, so I can't have my windows shut. Otherwise, I'd probably just sort of melt down and dissolve while I was telling this. And also, there's kind of a storm on the way, so that explains the breeze. So I hope it doesn't distract too much. I'm sorry if it does. Anyway, as always, thank you to all the you people who have written to me. That is, it's extremely gratifying, and I'll admit, not a little head-swelling. Anyway, I will try and stay humble. Thank you for all your support. Well, this story is for Billy. She has written to me quite a bit and given me lots of feedback on my stories. It's always very much appreciated, and I hope this can kind of encompass your fantasy, Billy. Here goes. It's been a long day, and I have fallen into bed and crashed asleep pretty quickly. Falling asleep next to you without making love to you feels like an incredible shame, I must admit. It almost feels like a crime. But some nights, we're both just too tired from our respective days. We both work hard and live life to the fullest, so I guess we can't always have enough energy, even though it would be nice. However, I find myself stirring and awakening at some time later. I don't really know what time of the night it is. It's still dark. And as I lie there wondering why I'm awake, I feel you tossing and turning next to me. And I'm fairly sure you're not asleep. So I roll over and whisper to you, "Are you asleep, sweetheart?" And you reply, "No, I can't sleep. I decided that this won't do, and I've certainly got to do something to help you." So I say, "All right, I'll help you. Roll over and lie on your tummy," which you do. And it's a fairly warm night, so I pull the covers right down, and you're there in your big oversized t-shirt and panties, and I reach over to the nightstand and get some smooth scented body lotion. I lift up your nightshirt and scoop some of the lotion onto my hands, and then I straddle your butt and sort of sit on it as I start to let my hands work their way up and down your back, up as far as I can reach under your t-shirt, and then down to the waistband of your panties, and then around, up and down your sides, massaging every inch of you that I can reach. You slowly let out little sighs and little moans escape your lips. Sounds like you're enjoying this, so I keep going, applying firm, steady pressure. But I want to be able to reach more of you. So I whisper in your ear for you to give me a hand, and you prop yourself up on your elbows as I kind of lift your shirt up over your head and then down your arms, and one by one you take your arms out of it and then sink back down onto the bed. Now I can let my hands work their way up your shoulders to your neck and then down your arms, gently squeezing and massaging the muscles, every inch that I can reach of you. My fingers work their way up to your neck, and I start working out the knots and kinks brought on by the day's activities, the stresses and troubles you have to deal with in everyday life, as we all do. And as my fingers are working up around the nape of your neck, up to your jawline and back down over your collarbone, I just can't resist. I lean forward and softly kiss your neck. I can smell the scent of the lotion and the scent of your shampoo in your hair. I inhale as I sit up once more and keep working, letting my fingers work down over your shoulder blades, down under your arms, and I can feel your breasts, so full and luscious, pressed into the bed, kind of spilling out beside you a little bit. So I gently rub them, just the side of them, eliciting a little sigh from your lips. My fingers work their way a little bit kind of under your tummy and then back up your sides and down to your lower back, looking at you there in the very, very dim light from the moon shining through the window, the soft massage oil and lotion all over your back has given you this almost angelic glow in the moonlight. And I let my fingers once again work the way up to your neck. Once more I lean in and softly kiss you, kissing my way now from your neck down over your shoulders, right down your back, pausing at the waistline of your panties. I've kind of had to slide myself a bit down over your thighs now so I can get my lips that far down your back. My hands, unable to help themselves, straying over your panties, over your ass, and just give it a soft squeeze. It's so soft and supple in my hands. So warm and inviting. Just like the rest of you. My hands now are focusing on your thighs, working their way up and down the inside and outside of your thighs, feeling the tension in them just melt away under my touch. Once I've worked my way down to your foot and given it a thorough attention, I work my way to your other foot and then back up your thigh, up to that cute little ass of yours. I stretch out now on top of you, lying there so I can feel more of your body against mine. My crotch nestled against your butt as my hands work their way through the knots in your shoulders once more, squeezing your arms and slowly running my fingers through your hair, down to the side a little bit now. So I lean in and kiss your cheek softly. I could do that all night. No matter how many times I kiss you and no matter where it is, I'm always amazed at how soft and warm and inviting you are. I gently kiss your cheek once more and brush my fingers across your cheek and whisper in your ear, "Are you feeling better now, baby?" You sigh to the affirmative. So I keep going. But I must admit, having my hands all over your body like this is having a profound effect on my body. My breathing's gotten a little bit quicker. My heart rate sped up. But most noticeably, I'm sure you can feel my cock growing very hard in my boxers, pressing against your ass. I work my way down once more, sitting up, and this time let my fingers work their way under the hem of your waist, under the waistband of your panties, playing around in that sexy little cleft. Just the top of your bottom there. Wanting to feel more of you, I gently pull your panties further down, exposing that sexy tushy in the moonlight there. You kind of raise your hips and wiggle a little bit, helping me out. Once I get your panties down around your thighs, I slide them down over your knees and off altogether and toss them on the bed. Now you're lying there completely, completely naked in front of me. Oh, I've got to have my hands back on you. Once again, my hands start to massage your ass cheeks, kneading them and working my way from side to side, up and down, letting my fingers gradually get closer and closer to the metal, working their way lower. As I start to approach your pussy, I can feel the heat. I know you must be turned on, but I can't get too distracted. I've got to finish my massage. I work my fingers into the muscles in your inner thighs, right beside your pussy, and then every so often, just to tease you a little bit, I let my fingers brush your lips. They're so warm and your juices are kind of leaking out of them a little bit. Which gets on my fingers and aids in the massaging process. My cock is so hard by now. I want it to be free. So I take my hands from you for just a second and slide my boxers down and kick them off. Once more, I stretch my body out on top of yours. Now there's no clothing between us. You can feel my cock pressed against your ass. I love that feeling. I just enjoy the feeling of lying like that for a few seconds, my face so close to yours. I lean down once more and kiss your cheek. and bring my ears, my lips, right to your ears, and whisper, roll over, baby. I sit up and reach over and scoop up a bit more of that lotion as you roll over, lying there with a very peaceful, contented look on your face, a semi-sleepy look in your eyes. I can tell it's been helping. And now I get to see those beautiful breasts of yours. And that incredible little pussy. You do to me. I start massaging around your collarbone and shoulders this time, working my way down to your breasts, paying special attention to each one, cupping them in my hand, massaging them with my fingers, stroking your hardening nipples with my thumb, squeezing them, caressing them. I lean down and place a kiss between them. Not being satisfied with just the one kiss, I have to keep kissing. And I kiss first one, then the other one, and gently taking the nipple in my mouth and flicking it with my tongue. Once more I kiss between them and press them together, surrounding my face with your breasts. All this while I've kind of been kneeling over you, and my cock keeps brushing just above your pussy, and I know it's leaving wet patches there where my pre-cum has oozed out. I give your breasts one last kiss and then sit up and resume my massage, gently working my way over your tummy, down your sides, down your hips and down the front of your thighs. Back up the inside of your thighs. And once again, almost touching your pussy. Massaging now. Now I'm actually massaging your pussy. Up one side and down the other. Gently stroking your lips. Working my way up and putting a little bit of pressure on your clit. Rubbing it backwards and forwards. And bend down. I start to massage between your lips. Softly stroking you and then letting your finger gently into you, sliding inside your pussy. Oh, I can't believe how wet you are. All this time my face hasn't been far away from your pussy. I can smell your arousal. it's having such an effect on me. I work my fingers in deeper, massaging you inside. Up and down, right to left, round and round, massaging every inch of you inside and out. Can't take it anymore. I have to taste you. So while I continue to work my fingers inside you, I bring my lips to your clit and gently suck and let my tongue slide out between my lips and gently start to flick your clit backwards and forwards. Oh. Your hips have started to rock and twitch and convulse a little bit. Your breathing has gotten much more rapid and ragged. Your moaning is quite constant now. Spread your legs further apart. And I work my way between your legs. Let my body sink down so it's pressed against yours. I gaze into your eyes. You look into mine. And as we hold each other's gaze, start to part your lips. Slides into you. All the way into you. Feel your breasts, your hard nipples pressed into my chest. You lift up your legs and wrap them around me now. I support myself on my hands, and you bring your arms up and wrap them around my head, pulling my lips to yours as we kiss. I start to slide out of you. And then back in. In. And out. Oh, we're both breathing heavily now. Moaning. I can feel your pussy pressing up against my crotch, my balls, making contact with your pussy as I thrust deeply into you. I'm thrusting rapidly now. In and out. In and out. My ass is clenching. Your pussy's squeezing tightly on my cock. down and gently pressing against your clit. Oh, I can tell by your groaning, it's driving you wild. We stop kissing and just staring into each other's eyes, panting furiously. And we kiss once more. Squeezing me. Oh, baby, be gentle with me. Oh, God. We kiss once more. Sighing into each other's mouths. We break the kiss and I put my arms under you and roll you over so you're facing me now. My cock still inside you. Intertwined, your breasts pressed into my chest. And we lie there, just a couple of inches from each other's faces. We kiss a little bit. Just soft, gentle, sweet, a little breathy, tender kisses, and finally fall asleep in each other's arms. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that. Billy, I hope that was to your liking. I know you told me not to worry about getting it right. You'd like it anyway, but I always do. I always, that's something I do with it. All of my stories, I always worry a little bit that it won't be quite what everyone was hoping for, but I hope that one was. I hope they all are. Anyway, thanks all once again for listening. Take care, and I'll be talking to you real soon. Bye.